WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of emotional strength. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of baggage? Not the cute travel kind, but the heavy, resentment-laden stuff that weighs you down. We've all been there, trust me. Today we're diving into something powerful. Forgiveness. Not for them, honey, for you. It's about releasing those chains of anger and resentment, reclaiming your energy, and stepping into a lighter, freer version of yourself. Now, I know what you're thinking. Forgiveness. That sounds like letting people off the hook. And sometimes it feels that way, but it's not really about them, is it? It's about us, about breaking free from the grip of negativity that keeps us stuck in the past. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning their actions. It means refusing to let those actions define you any longer. Think of it like this. Holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers, right? So how do we actually do this? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can seriously level up your emotional game. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to bury those hurt feelings. Feel them. Name them. Write them down. Journaling is a lifesaver for processing emotions, and it helps you see things more clearly. Remember, suppressing anger doesn't make it disappear, it just makes it fester beneath the surface. 2. Separate the action from the person. This is a game changer. People make mistakes. We all do. Try to separate the hurtful action from the person themselves. They might be a good person who messed up, or they might be struggling with their own stuff. Understanding that can create some distance and help you approach forgiveness with more compassion. 3. Find empathy, not justification. This doesn't mean excusing what happened, but try to understand why someone might have acted the way they did. Maybe they were insecure, scared, or dealing with something you don't know about. Stepping into their shoes can help you break down that wall of anger and resentment. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. This isn't easy stuff. And forgiving someone or even yourself takes courage and a whole lot of self-love. Treat yourself with the same gentleness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through something similar. 5. Choose release. Forgiveness is an active choice, not a passive feeling. It's about deciding to let go of that anger and pain, even if it feels impossible at first. Imagine yourself letting go of a balloon filled with resentment, watching it float away, lighter than air. That's the power of choosing release. Okay, picture this. You're hanging out with your best friend, but their new partner is totally cringy, rude, inconsiderate, and just rubs you the wrong way. Every time they speak, a little volcano of irritation starts brewing inside you. You spend the whole evening gritting your teeth and trying not to say anything. Sound familiar? Holding on to that resentment will only make things worse. It's draining your energy, impacting your enjoyment, and potentially even damaging your friendship. Instead, try practicing empathy. Maybe this person is insecure or they're going through something difficult. Even if their behavior isn't cool, understanding their perspective can help you feel less reactive. It doesn't mean condoning their actions, it just means choosing to respond with compassion instead of anger. Remember, forgiveness isn't about them, it's about freeing yourself from the shackles of negativity and creating space for peace and joy. So are you ready to ditch that backpack of baggage? This week, I challenge you to practice forgiveness in a small way. Maybe it's letting go of a minor annoyance, acknowledging someone's good intentions, or even simply choosing kindness over anger. Remember, every step towards forgiveness is a victory. Keep those emotional muscles strong, and remember, you got this. Tune in tomorrow for another dose of daily inspiration. Until then, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.